Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Your mother should know everything and does know everything. Pay attention, people. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. Happy Saturday out there in Indiana as well with Live City Radio. Good morning, everyone. We're a little bit somber today only because we are playing a past moments show today. Unfortunately, the flu kind of hit our household, so we want to make sure that everybody still stays safe from it. And so no one's here except me. So we're doing a past moments for you. And we hope you guys enjoy it because tomorrow is Mother's Day. So, of course, our theme song is Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles. Of course, we hear the great Paul McCartney singing the lead on this one. And of course, guys, remember you can always download our past shows free from our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. You can also go and subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, tell the world what you think of the show. So you can always want to rate and review it as well. And if you guys want to follow us on our media, well, you know what? Twitter, Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1. Facebook is at Your Weekly Dose. And if you guys ever want to send us a message personally, just go and send it to yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. So, there you go, guys. And sorry that we are not here today because we had a pretty big show planned for you. But unfortunately, like I said, the flu has kind of hit this household. So, we want to make sure everybody stays safe and everything with that. No one gets sick. So, therefore, we are doing a past moment. So, we've got a lot of cool things here from our past Mother's Day shows. So, and also it's National Train Day as well. And of course, I'm a big train aficionado as well. And, so we hope that, I put together a decent show for you guys in our past moments. So let's go ahead and play that for you and start it off. And to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. And don't worry, guys, we are playing our traditional IOU by Jimmy Dean. So don't worry about that. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Here's our past moments.
She's our mother of love from heaven above, and she's coming to rescue me.
These are good songs. There's so many songs about mothers out there. Now,
didn't Shaft talk about it?
What's that?
Didn't the song Shaft have like a reference to mother? And
possibly, I don't know. So that one's done by a band called Bad for Good. The guitarist Steve Vai is the. What are you doing, Steve?
He's pulling out his hair.
That Shaft. He's one bad mother. Oh, shut your mouth.
You gotta let him have it.
Yeah, right over the head. I think I hit the wall with that one.
It came back and hit you right in the forehead, Steve.
Yes, it did. I got plenty of dents there from that.
Yeah. So this is kind of cool. And this is actually sung by Danny Kutsky, who was an actor, young actor. He came out in Different Strokes. As the one that little kid that everybody hated in the last.
Oh, okay.
That's just singing this one.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, we got different, you know, songs about mothers, you know. And I pulled up. We got a couple here going on. So, we've got this one. Oh, this is one of my favorite rocker ones. You got to crank this one. This is a Bon Jovi. I got to bring Bon Jovi every now and then.
Not Journey, Bon Jovi.
Not Journey, Bon Jovi.
He's not Bon Journey.
The Bon Journey.
We are singing French. I love this. This is a rocking song. If I
was your mother, you wouldn't have a dick. Hashtag obvious.
Now, what's your favorite song about moms?
Oh, dear. I have no idea.
Really?
I mean, I do like Christina Aguilera's Oh Mother.
I saw that.
That one's really like pinnacle, but I think the cheesiest one, because I grew up with these guys, the Backstreet Boys, is the Perfect Fan.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's like you just like, I don't know. I think it's because I was a kid, and that's when you, like, I really was connecting with my mom at that time, and I just, Mom, you're the Perfect Fan.
What about you, V?
Top of my head, Stacey's Mom.
Stacey's Mom?
Yeah, it's a cool song. I like that song.
All right. Now, this is a really cool song. This is, matter of fact, we played this band before. This is Enough is Enough. We actually used their song, New Thing, before when we on our first show.
Or Spice Girls. Sorry.
I saw the Spice Girls one. And this is called Mother's Eyes. This is actually more about a song about racism, though.
Ooh.
But it's really cool, though. Yeah. What about you, Steve? Your favorite song about moms?
Same as the
Stacey's Mom. Stacey's Mom?
Yeah, my
is she a MILF or?
Oh, here's a picture of her.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I like that. She's definitely a MILF.
It's a song by Fountains of Wayne.
Turn it up a little bit, PJ. That a man goes by the color of his face. Isn't it time? We've drawn the line. Song, great song. Now, if I remember correctly, PJ, you're a really big Tom Jones fan, right?
Oh, yes.
All right, so I picked this one for you.
Yes, Tom Jones. It's not unusual to love him. Already love it.
Already love it. The cheesy clarinet coming out.
It's actually a horn.
A cornet.
Steve.
Something you blow through.
PJ's got a big old smile on her face now.
I love Tom Jones.
That stool she's on is going to have to be washed.
Hose down.
No, but see, that's not this kind of song. That's like, I just have like pick flowers and skip in the grass and just hold your hand. And
afternoon delight.
Drink tea. I found in my
mother's eyes. Gotta love them. And of course, there's the most famous one, I think, that everybody loves, which is Queens.
Yeah, I saw the title of this and went, what screwed up person.
Oh, you know, Mom's into S&M. You gotta crank this one, too. This one's...
But I love Queen.
Oh, yeah. First time I heard the song, too, I'm going, really? That's the title of this song? What a mean guy he is to his mother.
Maybe it's to save her from something.
Like I said, it wasn't until later on, you know, Mom was into S&M, you know, 50 Shades of Grey.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
Shades of gray hair.
That too. And there's so many good songs. I think Elvis has a song about mother and everything. And I mean, there were a couple.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama. Right?
I think V just woke up
awesome.
Again.
Come on, I'm sure you got an Elvis impression in there.
Well, thank you very much, River.
Say, there you go. I can't get that low. I don't have the the balls.
I just want to say, hey, Red. Come pick me
peanut
up.
Peanut butter banana sandwich.
Red, can you get me some bacon, Red? Red.
This is Fat Elvis. This was a hunk of Bernie.
Oh, see, that Elvis is more fun than sitting there going clam bake. Want to have a clam bake? Da, 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 da. No.
Clam bake Elvis.
That was a good film. I mean, he did a lot of bad films. That one was good. You know, and you always had to have Bill Bixby play the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know,
because he looks like such a bad guy.
Well, he can be. I think he got the role for be the Hulk.
Well, a lot of green makeup.
Yeah.
But see, the Hulk is a good guy, right?
I have Hulk underwear on right now.
Oh my God, Steve!
Here we go. Oh.
Don't piss it off, because it'll grow.
Yeah, watch out. You really do want to see me when I'm angry.
V is looking away.
I'm just thinking, how do we get back to Mom?
How was that?
Segway.
He's just shaking what his mama gave him.
There you go.
There we go.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, Mother's Day is definitely a special day. Mm-hmm. And all of our mothers, I think, are all cut out from the same pattern to a degree, mm-hmm. you know. And because I feel like they all have the same sayings. Don't you guys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Does your mom say, John? John? No?
No.
Because my name is Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So no one else. Okay.
No. But she does get pissed off at me, though, she does call me by my first name.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the worst. But see, did you have siblings, though?
Well, technically, no, because I'm an only child.
Okay.
By birth, I'm an only child. So everybody that I call brother and sister are actually either cousins or very, very close friends of mine. So, like my sister Venetia, she's my cousin actually, but we're extremely close.
Your mom didn't have to like go through every name before they got to yours,
or kind of like do the Bill Cosby thing, you know? Come here, Roy, Rufus, yep. Ruben, what is your name, boy?
My mom does that.
Yep.
Well, you've got siblings, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my mom does call me by my son's name, though.
Oh, what?
Yes. Hey, Roman. Sean, come here. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, 47 years and you can't remember my name.
My
you
grandma
know.
Does that.
Does she really?
She'll call me by my mom's name.
Do you guys look alike?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Enough said.
All right.
Yes.
Moving on.
You
got
to
so
give Granny a pass.
When's your dad going to be out of town?
Oh, God.
Wow, Steve.
That just went into the deep end.
Wow.
You saw it.
Holy
to the
cow.
Diving
Holy
in.
Cow.
So we're talking about what mom says.
What mom says and the things that moms taught us, because our moms all taught us certain special things, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to go through some of those here. And let's see. Well, you know what? We didn't pull up any music for this, did we?
No.
Let's do the Tom Jones ones. Put that one in the background.
That seems very fitting. I can concur with that.
All right.
You concur.
She concurs.
Doctor,
concur. So here are some things that our mother taught us.
Our mothers taught us to appreciate a job well done.
If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning.
Our mothers taught us religion.
You better pray that will come out of the carpet.
Our mothers taught us time travel.
If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you in the middle of next week.
I love that one.
Our mothers taught us logic.
Because I said so, that's why.
Our mothers taught us more logic.
If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me.
I got that so many times. Our mothers taught us foresight.
Now make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. That's a good one.
I was told that one. Of course, all the Bill Cosby things, though. Well, I thought that's what an accident was. Because first you say it, then you do it.
Our mothers taught us irony.
If you don't stop crying, then I will really give you something to cry about.
I got that one.
I got that one.
Did you get that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our mothers taught us the science of osmosis.
Shut your mouth and finish all of your dinner. There are starving children in Africa.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and wrap this crap up and send it to them.
Yeah, right. You'll go to bed with no supper. Do you remember
I already had
to eat? I had nothing to eat when I was your age.
And the kitchen was uphill.
Yeah, in the snow both ways. Please. Had to get there, yeah.
Our mothers taught us about the weather.
This room looks as if a tornado went through it. What, do you live in a pigsty?
My mother says that to my sister all the time. Our mothers taught us about medical science.
If you keep crossing your eyes like that, then they're going to stick that way.
Our mothers taught us extrasensory perception.
Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
And of course, our mothers taught us about our roots.
Shut that door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn? Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, mothers, for teaching us so many different things. I think one of my other favorite things, too, whatever Cosby says, is he goes, you know, my mother, something to the fact about, you know, how in the name of God can you sit in this filthy room? Yet my mother would come up to me and say that exact same thing, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I've been told that a couple of times.
But see, it sucks because Mom has to be like the bad cop. Dad gets to be the good cop. Speaking of that Bill Cosby, I love that special where he's like, Dad is great. He gives us a chocolate cake, right? And Mom has to be the bad cop that's like, you gave them cake for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, poor Mom. That's why she gets so much love on Mother's Day.
It's a balance, you know, to be honest, it's a balance between my wife and I. With our son, because there's times, and we'll pull Cosby references, because I come home a little bit later than she does, so she has them during homework and everything, and when I walk in, I can kind of tell sometimes she's frustrated, and I just go, so you want me to go upstairs and kill the boy?
But see, Dad's got the silent power. Because if you can't get disciplined by Mom, Dad's gonna come and be like, "What did you do?" And that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Both my parents were disciplined people. You know, my mom would hit me first and then ask me questions later.
It's better to ask for forgiveness
she would definitely be a disciplinarian. But my dad was also a disciplinarian. My favorite, especially if we were out at dinner. My dad's favorite line is, you want to go to the bathroom?
Oh.
No, sir, because in the bathroom there are no witnesses. You know? So, yeah. But, no, they both discipline me, I think, pretty equivalently, though. Hmm. Yeah, they really do.
But Dad had that subtle way of doing it, right?
He did.
It's
my
like
dad...
The quiet voice.
My dad would sit and talk. Yeah, my dad would sit and talk, and that meant more for me, whatever. You know, we would talk it out and go, all right, so you know why I'm going to make a field goal with you. You know? Yeah, pretty much. You know, so yeah. There is a little bit of difference there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But the poor moms.
Yeah. But they change when they become grandmothers, though.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They really do. They really change.
I don't know. I only knew my one grandma, and she just, I don't know. She's still that Chicago Southsider, just like, whatever. You got it on your own. Like, cook yourself stuff. Like, I don't know.
They're whatever.
Both tough broads, you know what I'm saying? They're still both tough. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's move on. What else we got here?
Are we going to call your mom?
Are we?
By the way?
I don't know. Do we want to call her real quick?
We can.
Do we have time? Call your mom.
Do we have time for that?
We got a little time.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and call my mom.
Okay. Let's see if this works.
All right. I don't know the number to the Glendale Cemetery.
Right, I'll dial it.
Yeah.
Forest Lawn. That's where my mom and dad are. That's a nice, pretty place.
I do. I want to go drive through there because I used to live right really by nice. It. It's gigantic. Michael Jackson's there, too.
Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher are there right now, too.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember as a kid is we'd go there had this giant, like, CinemaScope-sized picture of the Last Supper. So everybody'd go in and sit down, and they'd play soft music, and they'd open the curtains. You'd just sit there and look at the picture. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Mom.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Listening to the show.
Do you have any embarrassing stories of Sean?
Take your pick.
Tell him. Ask him to tell him when he became boss.
Oh.
You became boss?
Did you want to be the boss?
I am the boss. I am the boss. Well, first
now
of all...
Now he is.
Well, we have to preface it, though, by saying that my mom's father, my grandfather, I called him my papa. My mom's folks, I was extremely close to. Because basically they helped raise me. My dad's parents, my grandfather passed away about a month before I turned 4. And my dad's mom, I just wasn't that close to. So, and on my mom's side, I'm the only grandchild. So I got spoiled also. So anyway.
With love.
So, yeah, with love. With love. And Star Wars figures. So anyway, so my papa would always call me rey in Spanish, which is king. So every time I go over to the house, I was king of the house. Well, I'd try pulling that with my mom. Because, you know, at their house, you know, I'm king, and he always said, I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And so how long did we go on a round on that, Mom?
Probably about 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
And then what, you ended up in the throne room?
She gave you that long?
she wasn't...
No,
go ahead, Mom.
He was playing with the Sparklets water...
nozzle
system, and then the nozzle. I told him not to do that, and he says, "I'm boss."
Yeah, pulling my power here, you know.
And he was about 3 years old. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
This was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, "No, mommy's boss and daddy's boss." Well, papa says I'm boss. And I says, well, you might be boss at Papa's house, but not in this house. So we went round and round, and my husband was in the other room laughing under his breath, I'm sure. And finally, Sean raises his little arms and says, okay, you're boss.
Aww.
After 8 minutes, though, yeah, you gotta give me credit for that. 8 minutes, you know, duking it out with my mom here on who's boss. Hey, that's pretty damn good.
I think she let you have those 8 minutes. That's what I think there was. Right, Mom?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you speak.
You let him have that. Let him think that he was boss for just a little bit. That he was going to win just a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? The day his son was born.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The following day, actually, he calls me up and he says, hey, Mom. I go, what, honey? He says, I'm a boss now.
And then she's trying to tell me, you know, she goes, well, you know, I'll start doing that with Roman. I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah, right.
I ain't going to go down that road.
It's the payback road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I get payback in a different way with my son. So. But no, but I turned out pretty good, though, didn't I, Mom?
Don't lie to him.
And silence.
And silence, yeah. So they're
okay. He's still a lovable character. She's taking the fifth. That?
Oh, he's the best son you'd ever want to have.
And I'll send that check over right to you right away, Mom. All right, Mom. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up. Just want to say hi real quick and everything, and wish you an early happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yay. Happy Mother's
Thank
Day.
Thank you.
And, of course, we're trying to get out to brunch. We'll see if we can do the same thing we did for, what did we do, Easter.
For Easter?
Yeah, we're going to see if we can go to that one place that we went to for brunch.
Yes, but afterwards, let's not take naps.
Oh, God. We slept. We came back and we just slept.
Food coma.
It was a total food coma. We threw on a movie. I think Roman was the only one who watched it. All of us were asleep. I kid you not. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was so good. Next thing we know,
it
was...
I took the sofa. Sean took the floor.
Karen was in the papa-san.
It's awesome.
It was great. It was
and
great.
And we all passed out for at least a couple of hours.
Next thing we knew, it was like 4 o'clock.
And that happens.
Yeah. All right, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, honey.
All right.
God
talk to you
soon.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, there you go. She's a cool lady, though.
She sounds very sweet.
Yeah.
She is to other people. She really is. Now, my mom's a stern woman. She really is.
Well, they have to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, she is very logical. Her and I are almost cut from the same cloth because we both shoot from the hip. You know, we both have sometimes a very dry sense of humor.
I thought you and your dad shoot from the hip.
Oh, him and I, too.
Hey.
That's a different kind of shooting, though. That's below the hip. But
that's where the target is. So.
But no, and there were times that we would butt heads because of that or whatever. Oh. But overall, I mean, we're...
You said butt.
I think Steve morphed back into childhood when your mom came on.
Well, you know, his mom's not around anymore, so, you know, he gets to do what he wants to do. So, but no, we're close, you know, and everything, and both of us have gone through an awful lot within, you know, actually since my son's been born, we've been through an awful lot because we lost her mother, my Nana. And then a few years later, you know, we thought we might lose my papa instead. But so we lost my father. Mm. So that was really tough. You know, that was really, really unexpected. Yeah. And it's been 8 years that he's been gone now, coming up on 8 years. And then we've got, and then she lost her father, who lived till 98 years old. And it's been 4 years now that he's been gone. So now it's just to my mom and I. So it's, we got to get that, you know, that closeness in. So we're forced to like each other now. No, she's a great lady. She really is. She's awesome.
So that's why she gets tons of presents on Mother's Day.
Yes. Yes. Presents are good for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Have to.
What was like the best Mother's Day present you ever got your mom, you think? Or your favorite that you gave her?
Oh, it was me. Because I came a couple weeks after Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. No, right.
Wow.
Just because she was a mom before because I have an older sister.
Oh, okay.
So the best gift, right? Right. No, I'm just kidding. No, just some peace and quiet. That's all they want.
Flowers, cards.
Just leave her alone. Mm-hmm. And just let her have her peace and quiet and have the day. Just take her out to brunch. Give her like a little spa day and just
put her in
like,
a food coma and have her sleep.
Yeah, yeah, whatever she wants.
That's my plan for tomorrow. V, what about you?
I made my mom breakfast in bed one time.
Really?
Yeah. She
cereal?
That. No, it was like legit pancakes, eggs, bacon, all that good stuff on like this.
So you went to
thing.
McDonald's and brought it back, or?
No, but there was one time I did go to Denny's and I did that and I brought like all this stuff back before I went to school, like before my high school class. But she really liked that. So my mom's super easy to please. Like she, a card would be fine for her.
Careful what you say because Steve's taking notes.
I know. As soon as I said that.
Easy to please.
God.
Steve, what about you and your mom? I mean.
Football.
You got your mom a football?
Hey, I liked it.
Oh my God.
Why wouldn't she like it?
Did it at least have pictures of, like, the family on the football? like, because I know moms love
I think
photos.
It said official NFL.
Oh.
That's as close as it got.
Wow. I think there was a story years ago in Southern California called Henshaw's. And for Mother's Day and Father's Day, they would block off a certain area in the store. And it's a department store like Sears or whatever. And they would have it for kids who were under, I think, 12, I think is what it was. Parents were not allowed to go inside in this section. And what they did was have just trinkets and things or whatever for the kids to buy their mother or father for those days. So it was kind of like their own little miniature store, which was kind of cool. And they would wrap it up for you so the parents wouldn't know at all.
That's cute.
Which is really, really cool. And I wish stores would kind of do that nowadays still, you know. But one of the coolest things my mom ever got, and she appreciated, and her mother, I got one for her mother also, she appreciated, was this little clip that she could put her keys on and put in her purse, so she always knew where her keys were.
My mom needs that.
You know, and I think she still has it. I don't even know. Yeah. But I think the little rhinestone jewel, whatever that was, you know, fake, whatever, finally fell off after all these years. But that was her favorite thing, because it would just clip on the side pocket, and the keys would fit into the pocket, and just clip it, always knew where her keys were.
And I bet you she still uses it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think she does. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Here she goes, yeah. So, all right, cool. Let's move on. Well, tomorrow is Mother's Day, so of course we got a couple of things that we want to play for you. The first one is some tweets.
Diddy.
All right, so we got quotes from Mom for Mother's Day. So I got one here. My mom and I were out and saw a very handsome younger gentleman. My mom said, "Oh, ooh, he's very good looking, but I wouldn't want people to think I'm a leopard. It's a cougar, Mom. Cougar.
I asked my mom if she was planning to come to my graduation, and she said, you're my fourth child, so no.
My mom shouted out, I can't find my hookers, while she was searching for Christmas ornaments.
Okay, growing up, instead of saying, don't make that face or it will stick that way, my mom used to say, don't make that face or you'll end up looking like your Uncle Roger.
Because no one wants to look like Uncle Roger.
Who was probably a gargoyle of some kind.
My parents usually sleep in separate rooms. My mom snores and my dad punches her in the arm. The other night they had to share a bed and my mom said, well, we won't get any sleep because he'll be pounding me all night. I'm 40 and I really didn't need to hear that.
Oh no. I came down with a pesky case of hiccups. When I went whining to my mom for sympathy, she did not even look up from her ironing board and said, yeah, well, I had an uncle once who had the hiccups. He didn't make it. I laughed so hard my hiccups got worse.
And then I got the gingivitis.
Way back in my younger days, we asked Mom if she would take us cruising on State Street. She did, and we pulled up next to a car full of boys. She proceeds to roll her window down. They did the same, and then she asked them, oh, did someone fart in your car too?
They sure did.
Okay. I told my mom that my head hurts. She asked if I'd been drinking enough water. I told her yes. She then said, oh, darling, maybe you need to poop.
If it ain't one, it's the other.
That's for sure.
Well, a couple of years ago, a girl was talking to my mom about a boy that she liked. So my mom, not knowing what this phrase meant, told her that, well, just go and tap that. It was an awkward afternoon. It was an awkward afternoon for both of them.
Oh, my God. Okay. I asked my mom once how I'd find her after we passed away. Without pausing, she said, well, when you get there, take a really good look around. If you don't find me, you'll know I made it to heaven.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
Yay, Mom.
Oh, and there are some tweaks for you.
My mom would say, I'm going to take you out and show you where the axe is buried. And now that school is back in session for everyone, it seems that as much time as kids spend time playing with their Xbox time, they are still having trouble with their online classes.
Yeah, well, you know that a lot of the kids would like to be back at their schools, you know, in their classrooms with their teachers instead of being, you know, online courses due to the pandemic.
Which leads us to our new sponsor, which we think could help them with their communication skills. Zach, would you now please play that new sponsor theme, please? Time.
Are your children already struggling with their online classes? Hard to get the teacher's attention online? Well, if they are, there's no punctuation here. Well, if they are, we are here to help them with their communication skills. Welcome to the School of Gooder Grammars.
Yes, we is the school that teach you everything there are to knowing about speaking with well grammar.
Yay!
But did you know we's offer many other courses to give you the most wellest, roundest educations that are possible?
It are true. For instance, it's the same thing. For instance, this semester we is offering film appreciation, a new course that will help you be remembering some of the most famous movie lines of ever time all.
This is a fucking runaway train already.
Do it.
This way you can be most impressing your friends, family, and coworker with this most greatest newest class. You learn movie quotes like,
Luke, I'd be your father.
We doesn't need no stinking badges.
Says hi-lo to my little friend.
And frankly, Scarlett, I am not going to be giving a damn.
You will also be brushing up on quotes like,
Spartacus, I be.
You hatted me at hello.
What us is having here is failure to communicate it.
Oh. And truth. You can't not be not handling the truth.
Yes! Yourself can be kicking everybody's ass with all these famous movie quotes. Plus, you will also get to learn...
Me is seeing dead people.
Oh, making him be offer that not he can't refuse ever.
They can't take hours of freedom.
What kind of school would us be if we didn't teach you quotes like...
Can't Houston, even read the wrong.
Us is having a problem.
Like hell.
The car can let go now.
I know who is I. I is dude playing dude like looking as another dude.
My life a quarter mile time it lives.
You're gay. You know how I's knows?
Remember, is this day for day? This is when you caught almost Captain Jack Sparrow.
And don't forget, yo, Adrian.
So if you's wanting to learn to be better at grammar and interested in looking at... Tooking interesting course. Tooking, it's difficult. Tooking interesting course like film appreciation, then come enroll at the School of Gooder Grammar today's. Operators are bystanding. Wow. Call now. Give us your money.
I can see there was a lot of effort put into that.
Yeah. The Gooder Grammar. What's really funny is I didn't get the bit till we were fully in it. And I was like, why the hell is this written off mess? And then I was like, oh, there we go. It clicked. Wow. I'm going to call them.
So there you go.
I think
tomorrow.
We all should.
Yeah.
And the person that wrote it.
I want to be gooder.
I want to be Edder Bay.
I want to be more better. Hank is the liaison here for the Orange County Model Engineers.
Zach, you want to help out over here?
So.
Yeah. You want me to take my cans off?
Take your cans off your head.
And then, Hank, go ahead and put those headphones on so that we can hear.
I like that hat. I might steal that.
There you go. And then just go ahead and talk into that microphone there.
I got a little leeway there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Hank, first of all, thank you for having us here at Goat Hill Junction. This is a wonderful facility. When did this place first open up?
The club incorporated in 1988. And so we've been here for 33 years.
And when you and I talked, we found out that the city has recently allowed you guys to stay another 30 years, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we have a use agreement with the city of Costa Mesa, and they renewed us for another 30.
Wow.
Which is wonderful, which is great. How did the club get started?
It was a bunch of train nuts that really were looking for a place to run their trains. And they formed this club, and they were looking for a park to put it in. Mm-hmm. And they actually were being considered by Irvine, Santa Ana, Stanton. And Irvine got back to us first.
Damn, if you were in Stanton, I live in Cypress, man. That would have been like city blocks over. So. Yeah. That's cool. How many trains does the club own? Because I know you also have different members that have their own private trains as well, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of the benefits of joining the club is that you can get your own equipment and store it here. Because these engines, most of these engines weigh over 1,000 pounds, so it's not the kind of thing you can throw it in your trunk and haul it around. So we have storage containers down there, and that's one of the benefits of membership. But the club owns 8 engines. Six of them are big enough that we can pull public with. Then there's a couple of small ones that some of our junior members get to use. And we give free rides every third weekend of the month when there isn't a pandemic.
Right.
And we normally have 3 to 4,000 rides on that third weekend of the month.
Wow.
And you guys also host birthdays here as well, so the kids can get call in, do a reservation. And set a date for a birthday party.
We've actually opened up for that. We could open up to the public, but we'd have to adhere to the same criteria as Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and all the big amusement parks, and we just can't do that. We don't have, you know, multiple phone lines. We can't do reservations and all. But our birthday parties are and always have been by reservation, and you get a train, you get a crew, you get our picnic area here, you get the station, the restrooms, and we run trains for 2 hours. They're 2-hour increments from 10 to 12 and 1 to 3, and you get as many rides as you can fit in to 2 hours. And you can book book the place by calling 949-54-TRAIN.
That was
there
easy
you go.
Enough, yeah.
That's right. I didn't get the number. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, it's 949-54-TRAIN.
You know, something is really wrong with my headphones.
Oh, stop
can, you,
it.
Can you say the number?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, Steve wasn't paying attention either.
Yeah, it's not 949. I'll speak slower. 54-TRAIN.
All right. I think
there you go.
I think we're good.
And so that's to book the parties and everything.
Yes,
so which
parties.
Is really cool. All right. Well, we are going to real quick. How long is the longest run or track on this layout here?
We have about 5.5 miles of track here in the park, and the usual our usual train ride when we're open to the public runs 12 to 15 minutes.
Oh wow!
See ya. I'll be back in 12 to 15 minutes.
Okay,
bye.
Sounds good. I like that. I like that. Okay, so what we're going to do then is we're going to get Amber and Zach out there on the
Woo!
Train, but we got to set it up real quick. So we're going to play some music, and then we're going to get them set up with headphones and microphones. Amber's also going to be able to log into Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah, Facebook Live it.
On our Facebook Live.
I can do that.
Go ahead, Hank.
There's one thing that has to be said before you get on the train.
Yes, sir.
All aboard.
There you go. All right.
All aboard.
So we're going to play a quick song while we get ready and everything. So hang tight.
Do you need me for anything?
Just hang here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just eat your Cheetos and edibles.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Steve, actually, no. Over there.
All right. So we're going to play a quick song and as we get ready so Amber and Zach can go out and ride the train.
I'm excited.
All right, guys.
Deluxe seats.
Okay. So, there you go. Okay, you guys are sitting in a gondola car. I love that.
My tissues are flying away.
Okay.
Sean, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Zach.
Okay.
We're getting. I'll wait till Amber comes back. We were getting instructions.
Okay. So right
can
now,
we keep our hands and arms inside the vehicle.
Zach, turn up the volume on the phone and see if I can get you a little bit better there. Okay. So, right now, Zach and Amber are facing each other. They're in a gondola car.
That we are.
And they're both.
My mic is working. Is it working?
It's working.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself. Okay.
I can't hear myself either.
Yeah, you won't. Okay.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
That's weird.
That's all that matters,
that
guys.
Weird.
All right. So.
Call us twinsies for nothing.
Okay. So you guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, engineer.
Okay, don't. Okay, so stay in the middle.
Zach almost doesn't fit on that train.
Yeah, thanks. Fat jokes. Funny.
All right, so the engineer's walking in.
I have a glandular problem.
Listen, you asked for my personality for my birthday, not for a gift, so you're getting just shit on today.
I guess. I got what I wanted, so I'm...
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm like Teflon at this point.
Good. I'm rubbering your glue.
But leave my butt out of it.
All right. So engineer just honked the train horn there. He's ready to go.
All aboard.
So, all aboard, guys. Take care.
Everybody on the air, wave. Wave.
Don't forget to Facebook it live on our Facebook page.
I'm gonna start
this thing is wobbly a little bit. I can see how this could be a problem if you try to flail.
Wow, look how
Amber's
fast
dreams
it's
of
going.
Having a cocktail on this, but it's not going to happen.
I wanted a cocktail. I need a cocktail. We're on a choo-choo train. There's Karen there.
I love it.
We're leaving the station. Got the mic.
All
right. And there's a guy right here that can't fit into the cart, apparently. It fits just fine.
Careful around the curve. You don't want to fall out.
Yeah, don't lean.
Don't tip us over.
Don't tell me not to lean. That's like saying don't look down.
So if you're not listening, we are at Goat Hill Junction. Is it Goat Hill?
Yes. It's Goat Hill.
In Costa Mesa off Placentia Avenue.
I'm a little stoned.
You are stoned. We need beers. So we're riding these little mini trains that are 1/8 the size of a real train. Karen's right there. Look at these. We have the shipping containers over here with the other
train.
There's
a little boy chasing us in the back.
He's coming. Look at him on this little thing.
The push cart? Is that the one, the push cart?
Yeah.
Yes, he's back there. So this is what we're doing today, guys. You should listen to the show. Just check it out. Log on.
Hi, guys. I'm waving at you right now.
Do you want to, while I'm Facebook Living, tell me how they can listen to the show live right now, Sean?
Basically, if you guys want to listen to the show live, you just go to our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. And,
go to yourweeklydose.com.
Scroll down a little bit there. You'll see where it'll say
scroll
something.
Scroll down a little bit.
Yes. And where it'll say Mixler. And you'll see a little banner there. It'll say either on air or off air. And right now, we are on the air.
We are on the air live.
If you don't see it, just refresh the page. That's all you need to do.
And we're going to ride this train.
There you go.
Okay,
we can't see you guys anymore at all. So you guys got to tell us what you're seeing.
Well, Amber's facing me like she's about to give birth.
Oh, my God. I had my fear here. So what I'm doing is I'm watching the golf course. I love trains, but I'd rather be golfing. Let's be honest. And this is fantastic. My birthday gift should have been golf. That's what it should have been.
Hey, you got a soccer ball.
Can't change it now.
All right, so I'm going to log on.
Amber, look at this kid. Look at him in the back. Look at him in the back. He's trying to catch up.
Yes, he's doing good.
He's catching up.
Where's he at?
You can do it!
Zach's yelling at the kid in the back.
Come on.
I love it.
He's really trying.
I guess this takes a few minutes, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they're out there. They're not very descriptive right now.
You guys go listen live, and I'm going to stop embarrassing myself right now.
So what are you guys seeing right now?
All right, she's probably on the microphone in my mouth.
We went under the trestle, and we see lots of native grasses to the Southern California region. We see trees.
Oh, abandoned ship.
What happened?
We lost him.
He can do it.
Oh, the little kid? You lost him?
Yeah.
No, okay. He's doing...
I'm sure he's still right behind you guys, though.
He was using his feet. Yeah, no, he's actually doing quite good. It is nice. It is long. This is really cool.
It's pretty cool. Amber, would you like a beer? Want me to tang you?
I want a beer.
Beer me.
Seriously, where's the? There needs to be like a little depot station we can stop at to get a cocktail.
We'll have to talk to him after.
Yeah, we'll talk to Hank about that.
See if we can put in a wet bar or something, you know, for the.
All right.
You know, Sean. You know what this reminds me of? Actually, it's like a level in Super Mario where everything's big and Mario's small.
Yeah.
Or everything's small and Mario. Yeah, that's what this feels like.
I'm a giant.
I'm like a giant on this train.
Oh, you guys are coming back. We can see you guys coming back now.
I'm afraid if I turn around, I'm gonna fall out.
I guess there was a loop.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a loop. It's a big loop.
It's funny.
Whoop whoop loop. Wow.
All right, Hank. Are they gonna go through, or are they gonna stop here? They'll go through. Okay, great. Okay.
So we're going to go past you?
Yeah, you guys will go past us and everything.
Yeah, no pressure. Now really don't wobble.
There's lots of wildlife, little lizards running around and stuff. This is really cool.
How do you know if a lizard is wild?
Is there such a thing as a domestic lizard?
Little lizard. Did I say wild lizard?
Yes, you did.
Hi, I'm a lizard with a job.
Yes. I guess the wild lizards are the one that don't have a tail.
He had a bow tie, his chinos.
Everybody wave to him.
Hey, you guys are having such a good time.
Go. When I get back, I better have a drink ready for me. I swear.
Your tea's here.
Great. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to let you guys finish the ride out. And we are going to go ahead and pay tribute to mothers right now. So this is something that I kind of threw together, kind of got a couple of different songs that all have mother or mom in it or something about mom or anything like that. So we're going to play that right now for you guys as Amber and Zach continue their ride here at Goat Hill Junction.
Okay, gentlemen, let's hear it.
Oh, mother, oh, mother of mine.
Behind that mother's eyes.
Tie him all down, tie him all down. mom who's got it going on. Stacy's mom who's got it going on.
Because you love me for who I am, I'll always love you, Mom.
Look at her. She's a bad man without. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad man.
All right. Hey, guys, how you doing out there?
We are grand.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty.
What happened?
Amber dropped her phone.
I dropped my phone.
Oh, jeez.
We literally had to stop a train and we had to go and get it.
And luckily it landed face up and it wasn't face down on the tracks and the gravel.
Was anybody injured? A stubbed toe, something.
Just yeah. My pride.
I just panicked. It was a calamity averted.
This is like this is a whole freaking thing.
I told you.
This is huge.
Well, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. So
it'll be really cool. That's huge. It'll be really funny if this was like a miniature golf course and you were riding around on it. Oh no, that wouldn't work. Hit by a golf ball.
You hit by a golf ball, yeah.
Okay, Amber gets hit by a golf ball, then drops her phone, then we stop the train. That would make my whole freaking day.
Oh my gosh, are we going to go over the bridge?
Oh, we see you guys right now. You guys are way out there.
No, we're not going to go over the bridge.
Amber, this is where you really don't want to drop your phone, going over a bridge.
I'm not going to.
I don't think we're going over the bridge.
We're not. It's okay. Don't worry. I'll survive.
Oh, it's gated off anyway.
Oh, yeah, I see.
You know what's funny? It's like if this had like a pedal thing for your legs, this would be a hell of a workout routine.
It would be.
Well, that's why I was asking earlier if like, you know, somebody had ever made a bike or anything like that for the track.
Yeah, I would love to see that bike.
Yeah, that would be kind of
cool. I would totally listen to my headphones and just get lost on this thing for like an hour.
Yeah. That'd be really neat.
And then get lost.
Okay, well, we can see you guys slowly coming back right now.
Yay!
So. I can't see you.
Slowly.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. There's lots of stuff to look at, lots of wildlife.
What kind of wildlife are you seeing?
Squirrel.
Birds.
Birds?
Squirrels and birds. Squirrel. Lizards.
Amber, don't forget, we get to watch them do this next.
We do. This is
going to
be fun.
Yeah.
So we'll do our play-by-play coming up in your weekly dose.
And now they're going to the train. And they're going to the...
They're going 35, 45, 55, 55. It's going to the train. No, 35, 55. I see 55. I'm an auctioneer here.
Yeah, I think we're heading up towards you guys right now.
Okay. So they'll be pulling
you to
the station.
I sure hope there's not a DeLorean on the track.
Oh, that would be cool, actually.
A mini DeLorean
for like, you know, to represent the Back to the Future. So yeah, that would be actually kind of cool.
Whoa, Doc, are you saying you build a time machine out of a DeLorean? Jesus Christ, Doc, you can't just do that, Doc, and buy plutonium.
Dude, I'm trying to figure out where the, if is it the back and the front that are both have an engine in them, or I'm very confused right now what's happening.
Okay, I just got told by Hank right now. They actually do have a mini DeLorean.
No way. That's be on next.
Yeah.
When you guys go on, go dust that thing off.
I think I'm going to have some Cheetos since there's no beer.
Okay, so the kid in the who's in the pedal car right now just had to back up real quick because otherwise he's going to get hit by the train.
He's a little trooper for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Oh, there you guys are again.
I was impressed. Roman, is Roman going to go with you guys?
I don't know. Where is Roman?
Behind me. Okay. Pages.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
That
was fun.
Good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
The train.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
All right, your hands in your pockets.
So they're back.
In the upright table.
Okay. All right. So why don't we do this? Zach, I'm going to have you take over over here.
Are we dead air?
No. We're not dead air. Okay, so now I'm back. I'm going to go out and do this. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Are you okay, Steve?
Does he look okay?
Oh my god. Okay, I think Steve's gonna derail the train. I'm afraid of that right now.
Oh yeah.
Alright. I'm afraid that
the train is gonna
be. Here comes a little push cart right now.
Hello.
Okay, so what's going on right now, Hank?
Steve, can you hear us? Oh wait, we are.
They're gonna back the train in.
Hello. We are just waiting on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Try talking now.
I. There we go. Well, wait. Was I down?
No, you were just turned off.
Hello.
Okay. Steve, I have a question. When you're ready.
Hello. Hey, there I am.
It's a major delay.
Steve, I have a question.
No, that's not the problem. It wasn't doing anything.
Steve, it's like our first day.
I'm gonna eat some of your Cheetos, Scott. Steve, what edibles did you have? What edible did you have? That's what I'm curious about. What edible did you have?
Just a gummy.
A gummy.
Half a gummy.
Okay. So you guys, it's good to know that Steve is actually high.
He's stoned right now. Okay. Zach, what time are we at right now?
We are at 11:18 a.m.
Okay. Why don't we do this? The train is backing up right now onto a different track. So why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead and play the Jimmy Dean IOU.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and describe it. If you guys haven't heard this before, this is something that Mark and Brian did a tradition on. And basically, it's a song. So the same guy who does the sausage, you know, you go buy the sausage in the supermarket, Jimmy Dean sausage.
Yeah.
Good at, Steve.
Yeah.
Good at.
God, these Cheetos are good.
Gimme.
So this is something that Mark and Brian
just watch them talk.
Play for Mother's Day. And it's just simply called IOU.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, and for drying the tears of childhood, and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy has just got to have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
There you guys are.
Hey guys, how are you?
Great. How's it going?
It's going wonderful.
Steve looks creepy.
That is the Jimmy Dean IOU. I gotta say though, these cars are really wobbly. I didn't think they're gonna be that wobbly.
Yeah, you could definitely hurt yourself.
Well, sometimes you think you're gonna fall over or to the side or something like that. But so yeah.
I guess.
So. Steve, how you doing back there, buddy?
I'm doing just fantastic.
Steve.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got you, bud.
We hear you.
Oh, good.
You.
Yeah.
We got one of the railroad guys out here to the track and everything.
If you look over there, you see the Fairview Park sign over the road.
Is it moving sideways? Is it turning around? Is it going in circles?
It's, oh,
whoa,
no.
Man.
It's changing colors. Whoa. Oh.
It is really nice out here, like that, Amber. I mean, you've got, you know, like the amber waves of grain going on out here. The
I
woods.
Don't think that's
you
technically have, what that is, but okay.
Yeah. I saw a couple of rabbits. I saw some squirrels, like you said. The leopard is just huge. You know, there's just so many different ways you can basically ride these rails here because there's so many different tracks and the layout does so many different things. And...
Oh, look, there's the one that goes nowhere.
The pull-off.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's this. It's a great miniature track. It's really, really fun.
It's really,
yeah.
I just needed a cocktail in my hand. I'm going to keep saying it all day.
I could have gone for a joint.
A joint and a cocktail.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's so many tracks out here. It's awesome.
Maybe like half a tab of acid. Just like a little bit of acid. Like microdose on the train.
Like your own show over here.
Whoa, man.
I think somebody lost a chinchilla out here. I think that's what I just saw right now.
Really? A chinchilla?
Real, I don't know what it was.
They said it
wasn't a rabbit. I know that.
It was a big, fuzzy, puffy squirrel.
Yeah, it was huge.
Huge.
It was huge.
That's huge.
That's huge.
This is just really amazing out here. There's even like a walking path part that's part of this park that if you guys want to go jogging or anything like that too, you can do that.
Oh, I saw a lady jogging.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
I did.
Yeah, you go. There you go. And of course, it's right next to the golf course that's over here too. So, you know, there is a lot going on. And again, you've got so much, you know, of the track.
There's a couple of joggers going by us right now. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good job. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah,
he was happy.
They're ignoring us. One wave, he was nice. Other one was a jerk.
No, God forbid they're listening. That guy talking about me?
What? Oh, look. Amber, how come we didn't get off and go to the golf course?
I wanted to. I'm just too sick to play today, but that sounds really fun.
You can see the back of the golf course right now. It's real beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hills over here, I mean, it's just really, really nice. So for anybody who ever just wants to come out third Saturday of the month, and we're passing a little water tower over here, which is kind of cool. You know, they do free train rides. You know, everything is done by donations.
Yes. So, when they open back up again, they're not quite there yet. We're almost there.
Yeah, but you can definitely plan your kid's birthday party here. I would say, you know, anybody under the age of, I don't know, 50 is pretty good. You know, you want to do a little party here. And ride the train.
How's Roman holding out right there?
Oh, he's doing good. He's actually on his phone right now.
Yeah, he has no clue where he is.
Well, at least he knows where he's been, though, and that's the important part. So, and once again, we're now, like, just adjacent to the golf course and got a couple of golfers out there right now.
And the river.
And the river.
And the river.
And I love the fact that I can look down, and there's, like, another level of track down there, too. So, that's just so neat. I love it.
I'd ride it again. Have a little...
Boy, that's a raging river going through there.
Yeah, it is. Boy.
Oh, man.
That's this, bigger than the...
You don't want to fall in that.
Did you guys know this is indigenous land over here? Native American land.
Oh, yeah. It says there's a sign back here.
That's a really cool sign. Yeah, this actual area, this whole area, it was indigenous Native American land.
If I were just walking over the hills looking around and I saw this place, I'd go, hey, let's live here.
Yeah.
I would.
Especially with that little bridge over there in front of us.
Costa Mesa's prime real estate, baby.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a fun train. I'm looking forward to when the restrictions get lifted and they can open up and bring the kids down here, and hopefully they'll want to. You said Roman's on his phone? Oh, I see you guys way out in the distance. Oh, my God.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, wow. I'm waving.
I see you waving. Don't tip over, Sean.
Shaking that ass.
Don't tip it over, Sean. Don't tip it over.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I was scared when I was shaking. Because like these trains, I mean, the cars are really wobbly. So you got like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you really do have to be careful. But I just love the fact there are so many ways to take this ride. There's so much track out here. It's just unbelievable.
And it's all connected and yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see them. Really there.
Yeah. Hey guys, how are you?
We're waving to you. I'm drinking my tea.
Oh, this knocked my socks off. No, I'm not kidding. There it goes. So, wait, we got to stop the train. My sock.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
gosh. We'll stop at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God.
Get you some 7-Eleven socks. Those are quality.
Yeah, exactly. They are.
Oh, look, a lizard right here. We got a little lizard coming up by us. Come here. He wants to come on the air. Come here, little guy. Come here, little lizard. You're live on your weekly dose. What do you have to say? Oh, he ran into the trash. He wants to go get trash. Sorry. That was a little segment for Steve being stoned.
Oh, my God.
So I think Steve's having a good old time back there.
Yeah. Ooh, look, a tree. Oh, tree. Wow, man.
And what color is the tree?
And it's another green tree.
Woo!
Another green
tree. Yeah.
Are the trees moving, Steve? Are they waving to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're holding apples.
They're holding apples?
Yeah, here. Have an apple, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to, but I'm on the air right now. I'll come back. Hello, how you doing? Hey, is it okay if I slap him on the butt? I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Yep, that's my partner, guys.
You know, it's fun how edibles have become so strong. It's basically like a microdose of acid.
Oh, my God.
At least the acid wears off, though. The stone, you have to, like, digest it out. It takes a while.
Yeah. I wonder.
Hey, we're back.
Pull into the station. Woo!
We are back. Pulling into the station here.
Get the hell off the train so I can beat you at the game.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Them fighting words.
All right.
And I did. Oh, my God.
Oh, we've arrived.
That was so loud.
We heard that.
Oh, my God. That scared me. I felt like I was getting punched.
That was excellent. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
That was a shock to my nervous system.
Oh, wow.
You awake?
All right, guys.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you guys much for the ride. That was so fun. Oh, everyone can hear me on the mic.
All right, we're walking back into the depot here.
Slowly walking back.
You're slowly.
Right. I know I am.
Okay. I think we're going to...
There we go. Mics are on.
All right.
All right, so we're back.
You are back.
We are back here. Oh, gosh.
Whew.
All right.
Well, I think I know what that means.
First of all,
hang on.
Hank. That's gonna be it. Yeah. Hank, thank you so much, man, for this. We really appreciate it, and you know, we want to make sure that more people know about you and are able to come out here and enjoy it. You know, it is just so beautiful out here in the park, and what you guys have done, what you guys have created, and everything. It's just a nice little relaxing little train ride. Yeah. You know, so you know, thank you for allowing us to broadcast here today. We really appreciate it very much.
Yeah,
our pleasure. Absolutely, it's our pleasure. Come back anytime. You know, we like to think we operate a smile factory here, because that's all we see when we have all these little kids out here is smiles. And look, even the big kids have
absolutely,
smiles.
Absolutely, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And we're the big kids.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I mean, it's just so nice, and like I said, it's very relaxing and everything out here. So, thank you again for allowing us to broadcast
thank
here.
You.
And again, the reason why we're broadcasting today from here is basically because it is National Train Day, which basically means it is Amtrak's 50th birthday.
No way.
So 50 years ago.
I thought they were older.
That's the reason why. And I thought, what better way for you guys also? Because I brought Roman here when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a cool way to celebrate and also to celebrate your guys' birthday. And
Thank
I thought you.
You
guys would get a kick out of this
it,
as
it
well.
It was a kick.
Enjoy it. So, and you can bring your kids down too.
I think that they might actually come do this when they open back up.
Yeah.
When they lift their restrictions.
Or do a birthday.
Slowly happening now.
Look at this dog, guys. Look at this puppy here.
Very cute beagle.
Big one.
Aww.
Very cute beagle. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
So.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, you know what, Zach? In the folder there is something real quick I want to do. How are we on time right now?
Here
in the folder?
It is 11:36 a.m.
Okay, we'll do this real quick. I brought this out because, again, for Mother's Day, it was the best TV mothers that got ranked. And, boy, they were all over the board. But I did pull this one off. I thought it was really cool because it had the most diverse, I think, from different television shows.
Okay.
Just real quick, who do you guys think was number one?
Claire Huxtable?
Felicia Rashad, actually got number two.
Hey, that was close enough for me.
So,
who would number one be?
Who do you think, Steve?
TV Mom. Is it current also? Current? Or how current
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's very current.
What's her name on All in the Family?
Oh, Edith Bunker?
Edith Bunker.
No.
No, she got an honorable mention.
Damn.
Number
Zach,
one TV Mom.
I can't remember her name, but Malcolm in the Middle. Mom.
Jane Charismatic as Lois. Yes, she was number eight.
I have another guess. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
Marge Simpson.
Ooh. Honorable mention.
Damn it. Why are we so staticky right now? What's going on here?
Okay.
I think it's my cabling. My
All right.
Cable.
So you guys want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So number 10
was 10.
Downton Abbey. Maggie Smith as Violet.
Oh, she was great. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She was great. That
Number nine was The Waltons. Michael Learned as Olivia Walton.
Okay.
Number eight, we mentioned Jane Kosmarek as Malcolm in the Middle as Lois. Okay. Malcolm in the Middle. Esther Rowley as Flora Evans from Good Times.
Okay.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
Yeah.
Lois Griffin.
No, honorable mention. Honorable mention. Doris Roberts, who passed away recently from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, this was my favorite. Marion Ross as Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
So she was number five.
Mrs. C.
Estelle Getty from The Golden Girls as Sophia.
Yeah, I forgot about, yeah.
Okay, and then Gilmore Girls, Lauren Graham.
Okay.
We mentioned Felicia Rashad as Claire Huxtable. And the number one TV mom.
I'm going to kick myself. I know it. Okay.
Florence Henderson as Mrs. Brady from the Brady Bunch.
I was going to say Brady Bunch. Yep. I was wondering, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
The Brady Bunch.
That's all right. Wow, that is so not how that theme goes.
Marsha.
Exactly.
I watched a movie and she was in it.
Florence Henderson?
No, Marsha.
Oh, it was probably a terrible Lifetime movie then.
It was just some
terrible Lifetime movie again.
On Tubi.
Marie McCormick?
Yeah.
I like her. She's so pretty.
I'm so sorry,
though.
Marie McCormick.
All right. Zach, should we play the game?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the new game show that would make anybody steamed.
Wow.
Quiz me. Quiz you.
Hey, you want to join us on this?
Our trivia game.
How they used to do No Apparent Reason?
Which ones are his headphones? We're going to make sure we get the right headphones here for him. Those are the ones.
Hold on.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, let's see. Remember, it's just a potpourri of questions.
Okay.
Now, it is Mother's Day, and it is National Train Day, so the questions are going to be based upon that.
Yeah.
And let's see. I think we have a...
Is that true, Zach?
That's news to me, but I'm sure that's...
Did you pull up the questions? Sean's going to...
So, so I will do the first five. Avery, you want to do the second five?
No, I'm going to play. I'm going to beat you.
Oh, you're going to beat me?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Zach, do you want to play or you want to beat?
I'll read the questions.
Yeah?
Okay,
yeah.
All right. You want to do the last five then, Zach?
Yeah, I'll do the last five.
Okay, I got the first five.
Don't let me see.
Okay.
Question number one.
I have to beat y'all fair. Okay.
All right, and these are train questions here. In which country did the first steam train start running in 1804?
England.
Sorry, what was your name?
Oh, yeah, your name say is your name. Name is your name buzzer. Is.
Oh, Hank.
Hank.
There you go.
England.
England is correct, yes.
All right. Hank. There you go. That was good.
You know what's funny? I thought that was Steve. I was looking the other way.
All right, question number two.
Off to a bad start.
The pantograph is an articulated device fitted to the roof of a train. It serves to do what?
Fix up electricity.
And that was Hank?
Hank, I'm sorry.
And what does it does, Hank?
It picks up the electricity.
That's right. It sends electricity to the train.
Whoa.
Hank's two for two. Hank,
go cars. I'm going to lay my headphones sorry, down and just walk away right now.
Because I'm good at trains. I just I don't play right. games very well.
Pantograph.
Question number three. In which James Bond film does the villain travel around an armored train?
Oh, Zach? GoldenEye.
That is correct, GoldenEye.
That's like the one James Bond movie I know from start to finish.
All right, question number four.
I'm leaving, bye.
Which power is used in modern metro railways?
Amber? Electricity.
That is correct, electricity.
Amber's on the board.
All right.
It's up to me. Question number five.
Thank you.
Welcome.
What was the fastest form of transportation before trains?
Amber? Horses. I don't know.
Actually, you're not that far. But that's not the answer.
Okay, I have another one.
But you're close.
I have another
Steve.
One.
Steve?
Stagecoach.
That is correct.
Okay,
stagecoach.
I was going to say wagon, but okay, yep. Yeah.
There you go. All right, so those are the first five. Zach's got the second five.
And I apologize. That's why I kind of cut in front of Sean and
horses.
Did his you know, announcement. But question number six. On what day is Mother's Day celebrated in the United States, Australia, and Canada?
Hank, May 10th.
Amber.
No.
Amber.
Not the answer I'm looking for, Hank.
Amber.
I'm sorry.
Amber.
Oh, and there I just dropped the iPad. Hold on. Amber, go ahead.
You're putting too much pressure on it.
I'm putting pressure on myself.
And all of us. the second Sunday of May.
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, I'm back in action. Question number seven.
How am I doing, by the way? How am I
You're
doing?
Two. I think Hank's got three.
Okay.
I got one.
Steve.
I think
I got one.
Steve's got one. Yeah. Okay. What president made Mother's Day an official national holiday in the United States?
Steve. Roosevelt.
Not that far off.
Really?
Amber,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Hank, Truman.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I want to guess, Amber.
Steve is still the closest.
Is he really?
Yes.
How do you even know?
I can give you a hint, but I don't know if it'll...
No, I don't even know how you... Do you know? You don't know presidents. I'm going to guess Hayes for some reason. I don't know.
No.
Sean.
Washington.
Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
In 1914.
Okay. Wilson.
Oh, boy. Question number eight.
We're tying up here.
Yeah. Mother's Day is the biggest holiday in the United States for...
Steve.
Mothers. Think of it as like, what is something you would do on Mother's Day that is a traditional thing?
Hank, flowers.
Amber.
Oh. Okay, Hank.
Was I wrong?
Hank, flowers.
You would think so? No.
Amber. I'm going to say like breakfast or brunch.
No.
No? Not a meal?
Wow.
Hank, champagne.
It's not a meal?
No. It's kind of a hard one. I'm sorry. It's long distance telephone calls.
Oh my god!
Wrong button.
Oh.
You got
one. For that question.
Wow.
I hate it.
Question number nine. What is the traditional Mother's Day flower in the United States?
Steve. Chrysanthemum.
It
ends with the word mum.
Amber.
For crying out loud.
That's too romantic. Now I'm not enough.
Hank, roses.
I'm going to guess a daisy.
Daisy.
No? I don't know.
Hank, roses.
That's what I was going to say.
Sean?
Birds of Paradise?
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is carnation.
Mike is like doing some funky stuff.
That's okay. Right. We're at the end. Question number 10.
You're at the end.
You're
finally.
You know what? You're a rear end.
You're rear end the end of the thing.
Either way,
okay, can we have the end of this rear end of the questions?
According to recent polls.
Caboose.
How big is Amber's rear end? Just kidding.
Wow.
Steve.
Ginormous.
It is the appropriate cute size for me.
That's true.
The size of a soccer ball. Yeah.
But according to recent polls, Mother's Day ranks where in the term of most popular holidays? On a scale of 1 through 5.
Wait, what? Say that
again. According to recent polls, Mother's Day ranks where in the terms of most popular holidays? Let's just think top 5.
Okay.
I'll give you, you can either, yeah, just give me a number.
Amber.
1 and 5. Amber.
4.
Nope.
Sean.
Sean.
3.
3, right behind really? Christmas and Easter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought that July 4th would be ahead of it.
Oh, God, I think the tornadoes are coming in.
I think so. Alrighty, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show in the past moments. Again, sorry that we couldn't be here today. But well, we of us will be back. We will be back next week. And we got some special guests coming in, too, as well. So I think you guys will enjoy it. And we're going to have some fun. So until next week, guys, take care of yourselves. Be good to each other. And to all of the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. And, Mom, love you too. Take care, guys. Have a good one. Be good.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.